Here's this hour's headlines from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Well, a man wanted from Georgia was arrested on Tuesday after he attempted to apply for a position with the Monticello Police Department. 24-year-old Justin Carter applied for a patrolman's post, which led police to discover his actual identity and the nationwide warrant. Authorities say he'll be extradited back to Georgia. Well, students began moving into Shorter College's brand new dorm on Wednesday in North Little Rock. The new residence hall is two stories with 48 beds. It's the first of three dorms planned for the next 5 years. And a list by Forbes magazine ranks Little Rock high among U.S. cities for people to start their careers. Forbes placed the capital city at number 10 of the 100 best places for young professionals. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, Johnny Story reporting.
Hey there, Arkansas. I'm Carrie Lake from Arizona, and I'm joining your mission to take back America county by county to restore faith in our election process. Arkansas plays a vital role in this mission led by Colonel Conrad Reynolds and the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative. By demanding hand-marked paper ballots, we will ensure the integrity of our elections and rid ourselves of non-transparent voting computers. Call your Justice of the Peace and insist on hand-marked paper ballots for your county. To become part of the movement and learn more, go to avii.org. Together, we will take back America county by county.
Hey folks, I'm Colonel Conrad Reynolds, a retired U.S. military intelligence officer. My friend Carrie Lake is right. We can take our country back county by county. Arkansas is the tip of the spear. We are setting the pace for the country. This is a collective effort. Let's call our JPs and tell them we want hand-marked paper ballots. Visit avii.org, paid for by the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative.